This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right, I'm so happy to be here. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Noura here on Isna Special. You made that? Question mark. And I am here with the special chef, William.
Oh, thanks.
Chef of Caramel. I'm going to introduce him. He's going to introduce himself now. And what we're going to be making today.
Oh, first of all, thank you, Noura, for this introduction. And welcome, everybody. Happy Ramadan, first of all. Happy Ramadan for everyone.
Yes.
We wish next Ramadan will be no lockdown.
Yes.
No restriction. And we'll enjoy Ramadan as usual. So, other than that, now we're going to welcome you in our cooking show.
Thank you.
From your favorite brand, Paramount Fine Foods. We came up with some traditional recipe, out of Paramount menu. So for everybody at home to be able to make it, can be able to afford it or to make it.
This is especially important for people like me who don't cook. So this is really, really good and I'm really excited. But Chef William keeps telling me that after today,
exactly.
I'm gonna be the chef.
Exactly.
I will be the chef.
You're gonna be able to cook. Okay, so we're gonna start with our first meal, Dawood Basha. The traditional name for it is Dawood Basha.
Dawood Basha.
And they call it Dawood Basha and Asekru in Arabic, in Arabic language. So Dawood Basha, the big king and his army.
Yeah.
So the big king will be the meatballs.
The meatballs.
And the army will be the onion slice.
Yes.
And all of them in the tomato sauce. Okay, so we're gonna start mixing it and then form it as a bowl.
Okay.
After that, we're gonna start making the sauce, the tomato sauce, and at the same time, we're gonna start making white rice or vermicelli rice.
Okay, let's do it.
So let's start with the meatballs. So this is, I have.
So we just take it all and dump it in there.
All 500 grams.
All 500
grams. Yep, little bit of salt.
So it's like a
teaspoon,
pinch of salt,
kind of. Teaspoon.
Okay.
Most teaspoon. All spice. So there's something important here. Always, I like to start with the salt and the spices directly on the meat, not on the veggie.
Okay.
I need to spice the meat, you know.
Okay.
Yes. So now the onion, here, as I mentioned, two medium onion, finely chopped. Almost 4 tablespoons.
Got it.
Okay. Finely chopped parsley.
So did you make up this recipe on your own?
Absolutely. So this is a traditional Lebanese recipe. So everyone in Lebanon, almost every week they have this
recipe. They have the
kafta. Kafta is the main recipe. So this is properly all the ingredients. So this is the way. So you start from bottom to top.
Okay.
And round it like this.
And you keep flipping it, I think.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. So when you finish, you just open your finger and mix it like this. And you can start smell the kafta.
Yeah, you can smell it. It smells amazing.
Yes, you see, it's equally mixed, assorted. If no, you repeat again. Okay. Now we're gonna start rounding it.
Okay.
Making it as
a
bowl.
And that's what we use the two hands for.
Exactly.
Got it.
So we're gonna.
Should I take some?
Yep, I'm gonna give you some. So it's good to have it equal size around.
Okay.
Yeah. So all of them, Okay.
Okay. And so a proportion like this, how many people do you think it could feed?
So this 500 grams of meat, usually it's very good for 5 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Meatball is ready?
Yes.
So here, there's many way to do this, different way. So some people, they put it in the oven, they grill it and roast it in the oven.
They bake it, okay.
And they start here. Some people, they start it the first thing in the pot.
Okay.
And they continue the other ingredient.
What do you find is the best way?
The best way to start with the onion.
Got it.
Start with the onion. When the onion ready, then you start with this one. It doesn't need to be cooked.
Okay.
So actually, when you cook it inside the oven, you're going to lose a lot of fat, a lot of flavor on the tray.
Okay.
So when you cook it here, all the flavor is going to be combined with the sauce, and it's going to be so rich, and flavorful.
Fun fact number 2.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so we're gonna start with this. And the same time, I'm gonna start do vermicelli rice.
Okay.
So this is very popular rice, a kind of rice we use in Lebanon, vermicelli rice.
Rizbe
sha'iriye. Okay? To start with the rice, first of all, like canola oil.
So can you cook rice with canola oil only, or can you cook it with other things?
You can like use butter, you can use ghee, which is the best way.
Ghee is the best way.
But like it's too much like calories. So
yeah, it's very
canola
fatty.
Is the,
we
is
are
the health option.
It's
yes,
2021.
Health is the option. So I'm gonna start with the canola oil and then vermicelli, which is very fine kind of pasta. Spoon. We're gonna mix through. Okay. Wait until it get golden color.
Mm-hmm. And then we put the rice in.
And then the water.
The water and then the rice.
Salt. If you have any seasoning, you like to add any seasoning, spices, you can put it this. And last thing, when the water is boiling, then put the rice.
Got it.
So we have here the rice, the water, the salt, the oil, all the ingredients. We're gonna wait for it until it gets cooked. It's gonna take like around 20 to 30 minutes.
Got it.
By this time, we're gonna start with
the sauce.
With the sauce.
Let's make it saucy, folks.
With the sauce.
All right.
Okay.
Now, what kind of sauce is this?
So like it's gonna be like kind of tomato sauce,
okay,
flavored with the pomegranate molasses, dibsur raman. We're gonna start with the Dawood Basha. First of all, we're gonna cut the onion.
Onion.
We'll start with the onion and then we'll cut the tomato. I have the tomato paste, just in case the tomato is not red enough or it's not ripe enough, so I must use the tomato paste to make it nice color, you know?
So tomato paste is used more for color, not for flavor?
For color and to thickness the sauce.
Got it.
To make the sauce stay more thick. So we're gonna wait for it until boiling,
okay,
and then we're gonna drop the meat. As you can see here, like so it's simmering, the onion is cooked, the tomato is cooked. Just the color, I don't see it's enough red, so I'm gonna add some tomato paste, so to make it thick and more red. So this time, like, because the tomato is ripe enough, you don't need water, but in case, like, you see it, like, a little bit thick, you can add some water.
So you just eyeball it,
exactly. It's gonna be runny, like
got
stew,
it,
you know? And I'm gonna add some salt, pepper, allspice, and now the time for the wood basha, which is the meatball.
The meatball.
Yeah. So again, it's not cooked. It's gonna be cooked here.
How long does the meat? Do the meatball take?
It's gonna after this step, so we need to wait maybe 10-15 minutes.
Got it.
10-15 minutes and it's gonna be ready. So I'm just trying not to break them. Gently stir it, so we don't want to break the meatball.
So that they're all kind of engulfed in the
simmering sauce. Inside the sauce. Let's check on the rice here. The rice looks perfect, perfect. And the most important part, we're gonna wait a little bit, like just 10-15 minutes until it gets cooked, and then we'll scoop it, and our course will be ready for the iftar. So you can see here, like after
it looks
the meat,
amazing.
How it looks cooked after 10-15 minutes.
It looks and smells
I think
delicious.
It's ready, and you can see the smell, you can tell. The rice as well, ready. And you can see how nice, fluffy,
yes,
nonstick. And this is the good thing, like in the when you eat Middle Eastern stew, so the rice and the meat and the sauce on top of each other.
I love it.
Okay, so we're gonna put here some and another two here. Okay, one more here. Beautiful.
Yay!
Okay. it's gonna be in there. I'm gonna put some pomegranate molasses, dips the ramen all over. Okay, some parsley, just a pinch of green. Okay, and the pomegranate fresh seeds on top, all over. Okay, Noura, so we're ready. I just need you to give it a try.
I'm so excited.
And let me know.
Thank you so much. Okay. That is so good. Thank you so much, Chef.
You're more than welcome.
That was delicious.
You're more than welcome. I'm glad you like it and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. This was amazing. Everything tasted so good, and that's because everything was fresh from the kitchen, from the farm. Paramount is amazing, so thank you, Paramount.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, Noura, and thank you for Esna. And
thank you, Chef William.
The program
more than anything,
you made
you,
it, right? And you made it.
Thank you, Chef William. Thank you, Paramount. And thank you, Esna, for allowing us to all do this. We are so excited to host next week's episode as well, where we are going to be making...
Stay with us, because we're going to be like another amazing recipe, Lebanese, kibbeh bil laban, and of course from your favorite brand, Paramount Line Foods. Thank you, everyone. Bye.